Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start in Washington, D.C. Alan, President Joe Biden announced a bipartisan agreement yesterday and a pared down but still huge infrastructure plan. The agreement with a group of Republican and Democratic senators on Thursday would make a start on his top legislative priority and validate his efforts to reach across the political aisle, says the AP. However, Biden acknowledged that Democrats will likely have to tackle much of his remaining agenda alone. The first package, with around $1 trillion in new and existing spending, is rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on. A win for Biden here?
Well, it is a win, assuming it actually happens. You've still got McConnell out there doing his best to put cold water on the whole thing. You have Biden demanding that not only this first thing happens, but appendage legislation also happens. And that will, of course, be an opening for some Republicans to desert this. And then we don't know what the man with the former orange hair is going to do and what kind of plays he's going to be calling in. Look, this is a guy who faces potential incarceration. He will do anything in his power to put a stop to this and to get reelected president. And we know that he is doing everything in his power to do that. So where are we? We're in a spot where laws are being changed in key states which control key electoral votes. We have to be very, very careful about this, because the way that I'm seeing it is this offers a real danger. Our democracy is put in peril by a bunch of people who don't care about civics. They don't care about fair elections. They just want power. It's that simple.
Do the American people as a group recognize that, Alan?
I don't think so. Look, you had 73 million people who are devoted to what I could only call white power, maintaining control of the system. 73 million people who voted for Trump. And that's got to tell you an awful lot in terms of your question as to whether people really care. I think that the real question is, do they care more about their own perception of losing power than doing what's right?
Well, from the president to the vice president, Kamala Harris faces perhaps the most politically challenging moment of her vice presidency today when she heads to the U.S. southern border as part of her role leading the Biden administration's response to a steep increase in migration. She's faced months of criticism from members of both parties for declining to make the trip thus far and for her muddied explanations as to why. It certainly is a test.
David, the story here is why she didn't go. It seems to me it's pretty simple. You go. You have a couple of conversations with the right people. You listen to what they have to say. But you got to assume that when she doesn't do something, it's because she's coordinating with the White House. I don't know what it was that had them scared about this, but she's doing it now. And, you know, it'll be an opportunity for enemies of Biden to get going and to get out there and to make noises. But on the other hand, it'll do her some good. It never should have reached the point where this became the story that she wasn't going.
Florida fire teams worked through the night in hopes of finding survivors in the Miami area building collapse that left nearly 100 people missing in Surfside, Florida. Only one death has been reported, but officials fear that number may skyrocket as they dig into the rubble of the Champlain Towers South. The 12-story building collapsed early Thursday. More than 100 people were accounted for, including 35 pulled from the wreckage. Champlain drew people from around the globe, some to visit, some to live. South American officials say 22 people from four countries were missing. Israel reported 20 missing citizens. There are also an undetermined number of Americans unaccounted for. This is just the kind of horror no one wants to see.
And David, a lot of people yell about bureaucracy. They say, well, why do we have to do everything that we're told to do when we're building a building? It's costing us money. It's giving us agita. But in the end, you see why this is so important. Now, we still don't know what did this. There are all kinds of theories in terms of the weak base in inspections. But in the end, it really is a mess. And, you know, every time you get an inspection in your home or you get an inspection in a building you're building, you better believe that you want it done right. Now, this is one of the places, and I'm not saying this is the case there, but this is one of the cases where corruption plays such a major role in American construction. And that is, you know, a building inspector looks the other way. Sometimes they can be terribly, terribly officious. I remember once at WAMC where there was a chip on the fence, and we got cited for the outside fence. That's extraordinary, and it was infuriating, to be honest with you. But I get the fact that while chips on fences may not be important, David, what's real important is that the basics be adhered to and that nobody is ever looking the other way.
Finally, Alan, from the New York Times. U.S. police have been quitting in droves in the last year. Asheville, North Carolina has been among the hardest hit by police departures after the George Floyd protests. About a third of the force there quit or retired. I mean, the ripple effect that we always talk about.
Well, that's right. We know that the police have had an incredible amount of power up until now. Put yourself in the place of a policeman who is apprehending a suspect and it doesn't go well. And as a result, policemen are disciplined. Well, put yourself in the place of one of those cops. You tried to make an arrest, you did something that may have been regarded as being wrong, and you're going to be held accountable for it, and you should be held accountable for it. You know, police training has to be very strict. It has to be that individuals who do not follow the law are held accountable. On the other hand, if you were a cop, you would understand the whole way in which police behave is being challenged now. And that is why so many cops are getting out.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Unfortunately, we have to get out. Our time is up. Have a great weekend, everyone.
It's Friday, and coming around the horn will be the weekend, and then Monday.
We're back.